Radio Nottingham News with Louise Burt. Thousands of mourners are gathering in Nottingham to pay their last respects to the BBC broadcaster Dennis McCarthy. His funeral takes place today at St Barnabas Cathedral on Derby Road, and the police are closing roads in the city to allow the horse-drawn hearse to make its way there.
I actually tried to get a job officially with BBC Radio Nottingham before the station opened. There was an advertisement in the local paper with all the jobs that had to be filled on the local radio station, and I applied, and I got the fastest rejection note I should think the BBC ever sent out. So I was rejected at the very beginning, and I listened to the broadcasts that were made, and I was big-headed enough to think, well, I could do as well as that. So I waited. I waited for a week after the radio station had opened, and then I thought, how about a Crufts dog show report for 1968? So I got in touch with the then programme organiser, and he said, yes, if I'd like to come in and talk about it. So I came in.
Hello there. Dennis McCarthy here with the first of our new series of dog programmes in which we take the lead.
O'clock this afternoon, we have our usual Tuesday afternoon feature, Where Are You Now? And that's where we try to reunite long-lost friends, relatives and neighbours. If you've lost touch with someone and they're still in the Nottingham area, ring us throughout the afternoon on Nottingham 44444 and we'll ring you back just after 4 o'clock when we have Where Are You Now?
There's no doubt that Radio Nottingham was successful, and lots of people ask why. I don't know whether you should ever analyse success. I think there's a danger. But with Radio Nottingham, I think we're nearer to our audience, we're nearer to our listeners than anyone else. We're ever so near to them, ever so near.
It's quiet. The main movement is this walking pace cortege with several hundred people in it. His colleagues, his listeners, people paying their last respects on Dennis's final journey through Nottingham after 28 years as its most loved, its most respected, its finest broadcaster.
By placing this BBC microphone alongside the coffin, we pay tribute to the professionalism, integrity and human warmth that Dennis brought to his work in radio, in television, and in particular to BBC local radio. And we honour the skill and talent which were the hallmark of his work among us.